This is Jordan Secchio. The battle for life continues in the House of Representatives.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulo Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulo.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live. This is Jordan Sekulo. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Later in the broadcast, in the beginning of the next segment, we'll be joined by Congressman Trent Franks from Arizona about this battle in the House Appropriations Committee and the House of Representatives for all those pro-life riders and laws and rules like the Mexico City rule that we've been talking about so much this week. But my dad is back in the studio today. He's been traveling the last couple of days. We're getting ready for a big trip to Israel in just a couple of days. So, Dad, a lot going on here, a lot in the courts, a lot in Washington, D.C., and, of course, internationally as well.
Yeah, I'm going to give everybody a quick update first on the international matters. We just received word yesterday that a case that we have on behalf of Christians in Bulgaria that actually, if you can imagine this, Bulgaria, of course, former communist country, and there's a lot of tension in Bulgaria. Their churches were actually seized by paramilitary groups, taken over by the government. I mean, it's hard to believe this would happen, but they did. And we applied to the European Court of Human Rights for that case to be an equivalent of the Supreme Court of the United States here. We got word just the other day that that has been granted. So big news there. So we're getting ready as we go overseas to work on that case, major case out of Bulgaria. At the same time, the situation in the Middle East, I'm going to give a full report on this tomorrow, but we've been working on this Greek Orthodox Patriarch matter, making sure that this is one of the historic Christian churches in the Middle East. There's been all kinds of legal issues. I think we're getting very close to a resolution on that. We've been working on it. I made a number of trips to Israel on this case. Got some great news on it yesterday. Jordan has recognized the Patriarch, so it's really at this point left to Israel, and we'll be working with Israeli government officials when we're over on this trip. A lot going on in the Middle East as well. We'll bring a full report on that tomorrow, but you take that and look at Washington, D.C. at the same time. There is much at play here, folks, in Washington. Jordan was mentioning the Mexico City measure. There's a whole history and list of bills that are now coming forward on the life issue. Trent Frank's going to talk about it, but let's get Drew Ryan to – we keep talking about this Mexico City language, Drew. Let's make sure everybody knows what we're talking about here.
Basically, what it is it's restoring funding for abortion providers that can be done with federal money. This is something that guys like my father, Jim Ryan, Congressman Jim Ryan from Kansas, used to fight day in and day out at this appropriations level. Now, with the pro-life majority gone from the House, you have a pro-choice majority that's actually pushing to strip these pro-life riders and like we've been talking about, Jay, as well, increase funding for groups like Planned Parenthood. So it's kind of a behind-the-scenes battle, but very real in the implications that it has for the pro-life community.
Now, yesterday, Frank Mannion, senior counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, was up in New York. Another case, this one involving a social worker and the conscience clause. That's another aspect of this. That is a requirement that you not have to participate in an abortion procedure. Big issue that's happening right now for doctors and for pharmacists, nurses, medical professionals is in some of the training that the doctors go through. And we'll be joined by one of our medical doctors here at the American Center for Law and Justice, who's on our staff here, also a law student at Regent University in the third segment of the program. But this idea that doctors don't want to participate in actual abortion procedures. And when we're talking about the actual abortion itself, there's been a series of cases on that. So we'll get into all of this. There's a lot going on, and we've got to be very, very specific as to the nature of these challenges we'll go through. We've got a letter here from the president that stated, by the way, that he believes it's the most basic duty of government to guard the innocent. With that in mind, he will veto any legislation that weakens current federal policy and laws on abortion or that encourages the destruction of human life at any stage. And by the way, that's that Mexico City policy in that. So a lot to go on, a lot to talk with Trent Franks about.
We do. And folks, again, we're offering our free gift to you, the Foundations of Freedom. If you want your free copy, it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, as well as the Ten Commandments we've included. It's a great booklet to have for your grandchildren and children, for people who are interested in what we talk about every day on Jay Sekulo Live, interested in government and politics and the American process. If you want your free copy, it's our free gift to you as a thank you for all the times you join those petitions and contact your representatives in Washington and in your states. All you've got to do is call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255, to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Again, 877-989-2255 to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Check out ACLJ.org for news updates.
Talking about freedom. I'm talking about freedom.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. So much of our future is tied to our past and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of the work of the ACLJ is focused on protecting our freedoms, our Constitution. The ACLJ has prepared a booklet that includes these very important documents called The Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, the best way to stay up to date on the issues that matter most to you and your family, the ACLJ website, online at aclj.org. When you choose Regent University's undergraduate program, you're choosing to change your life.
I chose Regent University because
the quality of education that you receive,
the Christian perspective,
and then I saw the level of excellence.
Just the level at which the professors expect you to perform at is such a high level.
The professors are so amazing.
The care of the instructors,
totally dedicated,
and they go out of their way to make sure that they can help you.
They embrace you as though you're one of their children.
Everyone becomes just a big family,
and they want to catapult you into your destiny.
I knew that I was definitely home.
You're not just going to a school, but you're gaining a family that operates with the spirit of excellence.
I rate it from 1 to 10, a solid 10, absolutely.
I definitely feel like I received a top-notch education.
The undergrad program opened up doors for me.
I'll have a bright future because of the education that I received at Regent University.
Every aspect of your education is just amazing and just such a blessing.
Learn more at regentundergrad.com. You can also call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent Undergrad. Enroll today.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back. This is Jordan Secular. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. My dad is back with us today. He's been traveling. We're getting ready for a trip to Israel in the next couple of days. So a lot going on here at the ACLJ headquarters in Virginia, as well as in Washington, D.C., where Drew Ryan and Than Bennett are, and Jeff Surtees talking about our legal issues across the country. We want to hear from you again. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Let's go right to the phones. Ruth's calling from California on line 3. Ruth, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi. Have you or your father heard about what's happening to the religious supplies in the federal prisons?
Well, we know that there's been some confusion by some administrators, some government officials, and what I'm seeing happening, and frankly, is this trying to be politically correct. It's impacting the ability of some of the chaplains and some of the prisons and some of the ministries to go forward the way they're planning to. I know that there's been some talk about, out of due concern for other religious groups, they're squelching the religious practices of Christian members, that Christian individuals that are members of a particular denomination that are you know, incarcerated, and they should have the same access to chaplains and to prayer services as anyone else. So we are fully aware of it. We are working on it. This is an ongoing situation, but it's something I think, again, it's political correctness, this idea, because you got to be tolerant of this group, whether you squelch another group, that's not the way it's supposed to work.
Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Ron's calling from Georgia on line 4. Ron, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I want to go another way today. I heard a disturbing report on the Michael Savage show about the Society of American for National Existence, these people that go inside these mosques and how these mosques are preaching jihad and being funded by Saudi Arabia. What's going on there? This place is 12 miles from Washington, D.C.
We're going to find out. I'm going to have someone check right now for the Society of National Existence. We're going to get information about that right now. I think Jordan's pulled some information up.
Yeah, it is. It's an organization. It's really anti-American, what's going on in the war organization. I think it's saneworks.us is the website. They talk about they formed after 9/11 and talking about Islam, talking about the war and why the war is wrong and how that you can't ever win wars. I think that's really where that angle is that they say that you can never win a war against Islam, which is kind of ridiculous. One, because the war in Iraq is what we're talking about, which was a secular government. And also, it's just an anti-military, typical anti-government thing.
We're also talking about what's going on in Washington, D.C. Let me get, if I can do this, let's get Drew Ryan back in this conversation quickly here, Drew. And that is, with all this legislation that's going on right now, what is the sense that you're having with regard, because there's so many of these bills. It's posted, by the way, at ACLJ.org. You've got the Mexico City language. You got increased funding to Planned Parenthood. Not quite as much as they wanted, by the way, but still significant. The president saying he's going to veto this. What's your sense?
He's going to have to. I mean, what they're doing right now, Jay, and I'm speaking specifically of the pro-choice majority, the Democrats in the House, they are going to push the envelope. They want to see how far they can go in getting as many of the pro-life amendments, riders, the funding that we've cut off for the abortion providers, how much the pro-life majority has worked for over the last 12 years. They want to see how much they can roll back. It's going to be a battle of push and shove behind the scenes, but it's very real in the implications as far as the funding that will go back into the abortion industry.
I'm asking our legal staff to look at what the president can and cannot do in something like this. And Than Bennett, our deputy director of our government affairs office. Than, what are the presidential options here when it's an appropriations bill? It's not new in that sense. It's an appropriation where they're making these rider changes.
Well, yeah, Jay, these bills, these appropriation bills, they have to pass eventually because they fund the government. However, the president, as he has said, that he will veto it if there are pro-life provisions or provisions that attack life in it. He can do that. Now, the problem with that is it then comes back to the Congress, and they have a chance to reconsider it. So it could become, you know, a little bit of a standoff and see who can wait the longest.
I'll tell you, it's a fight here for freedom, folks. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
And just to clear up with that group that caller was talking about, the SANE group is what they call themselves. Just on one of their blog posts today, just so you know, we weren't saying anything wrong about this group. Just listen to this. Anyone, including President Bush and Prime Minister Olmert, who support Abbas and his Fatah terrorist thugs over Hamas and their righteous fighters is an anti-democratic fascist.
Now, here's what's going on. Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, is having actual military conflict in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank with Fatah, which is the secular government. The Fatah party they're trying to overthrow Fatah. The United States has been emphasizing a two-state solution here, which obviously that is in complete shambles right now. But in Israel, as it sits right now, I'll tell you, I'm going to be over there. We're going to broadcast, by the way, from Israel while we're there, so you'll get a real sense of what's going on. We got so much going on right now, but we'll broadcast from there. But you've got a real difficulty right now within the Palestinian territories. Their government is falling apart. It's absolutely huge.
We'll go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Congressman Trent Franks is joining us on the program right now.
Hey, Congressman Franks, it's Jay. I'm glad you're with us. We've been talking about all of these riders being put on these bills that are going to do away with things like the Mexico City policies. What's your sense of where we are in these appropriations, and how big of a fight are we in for here?
Well, Jay, I think we're in a pretty big fight. First of all, it's always astonishing that we're having this debate, that somehow the Democratic pro-abortion majority is hell-bent on exporting the killing of children overseas. It just seems like such a tragic thing to be so committed to. But with that said, you know, we have AIDS programs to try to prevent the AIDS pandemic across the world, and we've had provisions there to at least put 33% of that money toward prevention funds to be used for abstinence until marriage programs. And the reason that that's, you know, I obviously important, and then I say this without sounding any more unkind than I have to, but you cannot abort a case of AIDS. You know, you can the Planned Parenthood is always coming up with ways to deal with you know, their irresponsible policies, but when it comes to AIDS, they have a situation that they are really in a bind over. And yet, here in this PEPFAR program, they're trying to remove the provision that requires that some of the funds be used for prevention, because it certainly is the only effective method to deal with the AIDS in the long run in the first place. And of course, they're trying to do away with the Mexico City policy, which is our policy not to fund organizations that promote abortion as a method of birth control. Now, that is almost universally embraced by the public in this country. And for the Democrat Party to be so committed to completely ignore the will of the American people, to completely ignore the common decency of protecting the innocent, to completely ignore the idea that we don't want to export the killing of children, again, is just astonishing to me. I wish sometimes that some of our folks had as much commitment to good things as some of these liberals have to their commitment to do some of these terrible things.
You know, one of the things, you're absolutely correct. We're hearing from a lot of people. By the way, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We heard from, in about a week, Congressman, almost 20,000 people contacted us regarding our people like you staying firm on these issues, which is no doubt you're the leader of this, one of the leaders in this, trying to help out here. The president has issued a letter. We've got that letter. It's dated May 3rd, saying basically I'm going to veto these kinds of bills when they come. Can he just veto like this? Or what's going to be the sense of that, and could it be overridden here?
Well, you know, a bunch of us put together and requested such a letter. You know, the president's father did that. And this president is one of the most pro-life presidents that we've had, certainly in my lifetime. And I do think that he will veto these bills if they weaken pro-life provisions. And I can tell you, almost across the board, he has the ability to sustain those vetoes through people like myself and other people in the Congress. So it's going to be a big fight. I think that we're going to see this president veto a lot of bills that the Democrat Congress puts out. And I hope he does. I hope he just sticks with it, and I believe he will. And I can absolutely assure you that there's a lot of us in the Congress that will vote to uphold those vetoes.
Congressman Franks, we appreciate you taking a stand. I appreciate you taking time out to be with us today. And keep fighting the good fight. We're with you, and we're doing everything we can to help.
You keep fighting the good fight. If we don't somehow regain the majority in 2008 and hold the White House, I don't know what's going to happen to America.
Well, we've got a fight ahead, folks, on this whole issue. Thank you, Congressman Franks. We appreciate it. We've got a big issue here, folks, on these pro-life measures. They are in serious jeopardy. But the president did make a very clear statement on this in a letter dated May 3rd.
Yeah, to Nancy Pelosi, he said, I will veto any legislation that weakens current federal policies and laws on abortion. That would include these appropriations rules that we've been talking about, or that encourages the destruction of human life at any stage. That was a letter signed by the president. So again, a veto on the appropriations bill could be coming. A veto on the stem cell research could be coming. Dad, it's a tough time in Washington, and a lot of battles going on with the president for the life issue.
You know, I'm looking at our booklet, Foundations of Freedom, which has a whole discussion of the, of course, it's got the Constitution in it, which includes how legislation's approved and the right of the president to veto. If you haven't gotten a copy of this, with all this discussion going on, you need it for yourself, your family, your grandkids. It's a great resource. It's got the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, we've got the Gettysburg Address, the Ten Commandments, all in one booklet called Foundations of Freedom. I think, Jordan, we have sent out over 100,000 copies of this booklet over the last several years, folks. I mean, thousands and thousands of these have been sent. It's absolutely free. We want you to get your copy. You need to know what the Constitution says about things like vetoes. So it's available for you. Just call our toll-free number, and we'll get you a copy of Foundations for Freedom right away.
All you got to do is call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, as well as the Ten Commandments we put together. This is a great booklet that we've done. It's easy to carry with you. If you're listening to this program, if you listen to this program daily, if you're interested in politics and government, you need to get these documents all in one booklet for you. The Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address, and Ten Commandments. Put it together for you. Just call our toll-free number, our free gift to you, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world. Since 1990, we have been privileged to assist hundreds of thousands of people in protecting constitutional freedom, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, and the institution of marriage and the family. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we remain committed to protecting your constitutional and your religious freedoms. And to that end, we have prepared a special booklet at the American Center for Law and Justice that we want you to have free of charge. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today by simply calling 1-877-989-2255.
877-285-2255. Your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom. Call now, 877-989-2255.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Now, I want to talk about something we talked about yesterday in the program, Plan B, and of course, New Jersey passing a law that mandates that pharmacists and pharmacies carry the Plan B, the morning after pill. Of course, some pharmacists, and Jeff Surtees, we'll talk about this in a second, of all the battles across the country who don't want to prescribe it or carry it at their pharmacies. Now this is Plan B will become an over-the-counter medication. If you're 18 or older, you'll be able to get Plan B without a prescription from a doctor. And that's why we've also brought in Dr. Kim Schaffner, who's a student at Regent University, but also a medical doctor. And he will talk about just Plan B in general and why pro-life groups don't like Plan B. There's a lot of kind of misinformation about the drug out there. But first I want to go to Jeff Surtees, because Jeff, this is a battle the ACLJ is fighting across the country, this freedom for conscience. If you don't want to carry this in your private pharmacy, if you don't want to prescribe this, and now New Jersey and other places have been passing these laws mandating that pharmacists carry these drugs.
Jordan, we've been fighting these cases from coast to coast, and with New Jersey and with Washington recently doing this, the federal government, we now have a bill at play there regarding the conscience rights of pharmacists. I mean, this work is just going to double and triple, and we're going to be in the courts even more than we already are, fighting for the pro-life conscience rights of pharmacists, nurses, and doctors who want to take a stand for life, who don't think they should have to leave their job simply because they are pro-life.
Yeah, and folks, we want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. Let me talk to Dr. Schaffner, because when we talk about this issue and the Plan B, and some groups say it's an abortion pill, and of course we don't like this drug here, and we think that pharmacists should have the right, but just explain to everyone real quick, because there is misinformation out there. People sometimes don't know. We hear all these different terms. There's RU46, there's Plan B, there's birth control, and people telling different things about it. Just explain to everyone what this is, what this drug does and causes when it's taken.
Well, Plan B is levonorgestrel, which is a hormone which is a component of many birth control regimens. In the Plan B regimen, it is given to prevent ovulation and also perhaps to prevent implantation of a fertilized embryo. It does not cause an abortion of an established pregnancy, as does RU486, mifepristone. So we need to give accurate information on that.
Yeah, and I think what's important is it, and why pro-life groups don't like Plan B, is because of what it does, what it can do almost before the moment that there would be a completely fertilized egg. Is that right, Dr.
Schaffner? That's correct. That's correct.
And that is why there is so much controversy here with those who are on the pro-life side who don't want to prescribe this, nor do they want to sell it at their pharmacies. And of course, it's a battle we're fighting across the country, the constitutionality of this, but it's also a battle of the minds of conscience and whether or not you're able to operate these kind of facilities, whether you're a pharmacist or work for a pharmacy as a pharmacist. Again, folks, it's an important battle, but that quote yesterday from one of those lawmakers in New Jersey who said, instead of going to pharmacy school, they should have gone to the priesthood because they didn't want to prescribe this medicine. And Dr. Schaffner, that's something too. It's people, I don't think, understand the role of the pharmacist so much either, that pharmacists shouldn't be forced to do anything that they don't approve of. They're also trained to look over the medication and to look over those kind of things.
Absolutely. Physicians depend on pharmacists as pretty much their last bastion of defense against any type of error or any type of patient advice that they may have neglected to give. And pharmacists are professionals as well. They have privileges and rights. They should not have to check their conscience at the door. No other profession demands that.
Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to speak with us. Jeremy is calling from South Carolina on line 4. Jeremy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you so much for taking the call.
Thanks, Jeremy.
I just wanted to say my point of view. I respectfully disagree with you guys because I'm a Christian, but I'm a Democrat, and just because I am pro-choice doesn't mean that, you know, I don't believe in a baby's right to live or anything else. I think that you know, you're taking something that's an individual's choice, and maybe under certain circumstances where either a woman may die if she gives childbirth, she may be raped and not be prepared to have a child.
Well, Jeremy, I'll tell you this right now. Almost every pro-life candidate makes those exceptions right off the bat. For life of the mother, rape, and incest usually are all three exceptions that even the National Right to Life Committee, the largest pro-life organization in the United States, is fine with. And that's what the legislation has called for in the past. That's what these pro-life candidates talk about. So can I ask you this, Jeremy? You just called it the destruction of a baby life. So you think that it's just a choice someone should be able to make whether or not they should destroy their baby?
No, what I'm saying is that you're taking things that are apples and oranges, and you're putting them together. What happens in the legislative session is not the actual choice that determines whether or not an abortion happens. That is the influence and choice of that individual person.
Well, let me go to Drew Ryan here, because Jeremy, I think you kind of put yourself in a hole when you started off talking, saying, I don't want to destroy a baby's life, but someone should have the choice to do so. And that's exactly what you said, Jeremy. That's how you started off. I couldn't actually believe you said that. Most people who took your opinion would not call that a baby life and then say that someone should have a choice whether or not to destroy it. But let me go to Drew Ryan, because, Drew, this is a discussion we hear, and there are pro-life Democrats, Drew, and I think that's important to point out. And Governor Tim Kaine in Virginia here is pro-life, and though we disagree with him on lots of issues, we don't disagree with him on that issue. And, Drew, there are pro-life Democrats, but let me go to you on this, Drew, because what people don't understand here is if you're not fighting against this, you are fighting for it. If you're saying, "Oh, well, I'm pro-life personally, but you know, I think the women should have the right to choose," you're not doing anything to stop. If you really, truly, deep down feel that this is the destruction of a human life, you should be fighting this.
Exactly, Jordan. And we did not say that every Democrat was pro-abortion. There are guys like Heath Shuler, Joe Donnelly, Brad Ellsworth, various congressmen. They call them the Blue Dog Democrats. They are staunchly pro-life. As a whole, the leadership of the Democrat Party in the House is very pro-choice, pro-abortion. Two, I want to ask our caller, where scripturally does he find a basis for the taking of an innocent life? I think that's where this whole discussion starts. You know, and three, this is something that is very important for the future of this country. And you said it, Jordan, every candidate out there that is pro-life makes these exceptions. What we're talking about here and stopping is abortion on demand,
right?
That there are people out there that are using abortion as a form of birth control and willfully taking an innocent life. That's what we're fighting. And I think, you know what, a lot of people have to ask themselves the hard questions. Can you be a Christian and be pro-choice? From where I'm sitting right now, I think you've got a scriptural problem.
And let me go to Jeff Surtees here, because, Jeff, we talk about abortion distortion. You use the term, my dad used the term, I use the term. This is it right here, this idea that I can be pro-life but be pro-choice and not be pro-abortion. And that's, I think, the problem with what Jeremy is saying here. If you're already saying that you believe it's a baby and that you personally wouldn't destroy that, Jeff, but then you don't want to tell everyone else they can, if you really think that's murder, if you really think that's taking a life, that's the problem. That's the problem we face when we are up against the pro-choice, pro-abortion groups.
That's exactly right. I mean, abortion distortion distorts everything which gets in its way. It distorts the law. Here, it's distorting logic. It distorts public policy. We take a look at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court loves to talk about the right to free speech, but if you're protesting abortion, then we have to circumscribe that right to free speech. Abortion distortion distorts everything, including logic.
Folks, we've had a great show today. I want to thank all of our guests for being on, from Congressman Franks, Dr. Schaffner, Jeff Surtees, Drew Ryan, and Than Bennett. We will talk to you tomorrow more about the Middle East and what's going on across the country, as well as these issues. Again, we're offering our free copy of The Foundations of Freedom. It's our free gift to you as a thank you for joining those petitions, for calling in, for going on to ACLJ.org and signing those petitions that we're able to deliver, as well as calling your elected officials on all the different campaigns and issues we talk about in this program every week. Again, a big thank you to you, and that's why we put together The Foundations of Freedom. It's a free booklet we put together, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address. We've also included the Ten Commandments in this edition. All you have to do to get your free copy, which again is a thank you to you, is call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.